Hey, Peter?
Yeah, Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I was actually cooking dinner.
Oh no, you're fine. You have to do a lot of things at the same time. That's what happens.
You know what I mean? I'm literally over
Yeah.
here like frying the hamburger meat, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to call him back. Okay, just to verify a little bit of information here, your first name is Peter.
Yeah.
Last name?
Chopper,
Okay.
CHAPS.
I thought it might be, but I didn't want to assume. The phone number for the clients to reach you at 559-568-8037.
Yes.
Perfect. I already sent you my direct phone number and extension line, so you have that. The next thing I'm sending you is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. So as you know, you can dial that 877 number, and when you press 224, you'll be connected with my desk or at least my voicemail. But that 877 number is how you get in touch with Local Splash Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. So most of the time you're going to be reaching out if you need anything. And if you prefer dealing with me, you can always press 224. And if I'm not available, I'll call you back usually within an hour during regular business hours. Okay. I have a business address with a home office of 1751 West Castle Avenue in Porterville, California, 93257. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to keep that physical address hidden on Google. We do just like to go ahead and verify that, though, because that will be the address that all the business documents are at. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
And I was looking at the Google searches that you were telling me, like say if I looked up tree service and you were telling me which ones would pop up. And it would be the tree. So why isn't the tree of life and those popping up?
The tree of life, what do you mean?
Yeah, because you
Is
were
that a
telling me
different?
that. No, when you were telling me, like, say, on Google search, say if I looked up tree service, and you said that there was a few different ones that popped up in my area, and the ones that you were telling me that popped up, I don't see them. So where would I put, like, say, for instance, when somebody looks up tree service, am I going to be, because this one says, do you say, sponsored MNJ tree service
Okay.
and
So those are the Google Guarantee spots, and that is available after we get you completely Google Guarantee. After we can get everything approved, that would be a pay-per-lead program that's up there in the sponsored section, the first sponsored section, and that's the Google Guarantee platform with the M&J and then the Paradise Gardens.
yeah.
Then the next set of sponsored is the Google Ads. So the one where it says Local Tree Pros and then it has like Angie's, those are Google Ads, those are pay-per-click.
Okay, so where are those at?
That's the second. Are you looking from a mobile device or are you looking from
Yeah,
a computer?
a mobile device.
Okay, so sometimes the search result that you get from the mobile device will be different than the one that's on a PC, and I happen to be on a PC right now. However, another important thing to remember, Peter, is that if you've done that search any time recently, it's going to wind up being stuck in your cache, so to speak. So the best way to get a clean search is to go and open an incognito window, and then you'll be able to get a very clean search because you're not signed into your Google, so it's not following you to show you the type of results that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and then where's my name gonna be at in this, say whenever somebody searches up tree service, where am I gonna be at in the Google
So down
searches?
below those sponsored ones, do you see where it has the local map
Yeah.
with the little red dots on it? What are the business names that are right there?
JC's tree service. That's the only one that I see.
Okay, probably because you're on a mobile device. The one below it is Tree of Life Tree Service, Porterville Tree Service. So this right here is the local map section, and this is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So this right here is where your company is going to be listed on the first page of Google.
Okay.
I just sent you a clickable, it should be a clickable link. I texted it over to you because I opened the incognito window to send it over to you just so that you could have a look on your cell phone. It should it came over via text, and if you double click on it, it should take you to that open Google page.
Yeah, this one, when I clicked on it, it's MJ Tree Service and then the TK Tree Management.
Mm-hmm. And if you click on that, it's going to give you a drop down of 20 more providers that are in the Google Guaranteed section. It's a fantastic spot to be listed, but we have to get you verified with Google first and get things moving forward in this area first, because they prefer for you to have some presence and platform on Google before they allow us to qualify you for Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
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 Now, you'll be listed there within the local map on Google with the service that we're providing you today, and that will be within the first 30 to 45 days of you signing up with this. Usually sooner, but we like to under-promise and over-deliver, so that is what the terms and conditions state, is a max of 30 to 45 days. I'll tell you, Peter, for companies who don't have business license or insurance, for companies who don't have their business documents in line, for companies who aren't doing everything above board, getting verified is very, very hard. Companies like yourself who've already taken care of it, the verification is very quick and painless, and we can begin programming for you immediately, because we have to do the verification before we can do the programming. Okay?
Okay.
Your website will be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days of signing up with us. So obviously, the weekend now isn't going to count because we're after hours. But on Monday, when you have your client onboarding, they're going to verify all of the keywords, the service radius. They're going to verify and go ahead and pick out a domain that you of your choosing for your website. They'll tell you how to send in the photos to us. They'll build you a logo if you don't have one. And we'll go ahead and get that website completely up and running. Now, we want to make it look really good when you're anchored to the first page of services. So we help with review generation. We help with reputation management for 5-star reviews. We anchor that website to the first page placement listing. We also go ahead and build out an entire Facebook business page if you don't already have one. Do you have one?
No, I don't got a Facebook business page yet.
Okay, that's okay. You have the personal page, right?
Yes.
Okay, so with the personal page, what we're going to do is we're going to build the business page as a derivative of the personal page. That's how Facebook allows for business pages to be built. They don't interact and intertwine. It's not like here's Peter and his beautiful family, and then here's his business. Everything's kept separate. But for authenticity purposes, to ensure that you are an actual business, and actual, you know, you're not scamming, what Facebook has done is they've made it where your business page has to be a derivative of your personal page. So we'll build out the business page for you. You have full access and authority over that page. We strongly encourage you to continue to post, to if you get, you know, conversation going on there or communication with your clients, for you to respond to them. We're going to build the Facebook ads for it. We're going to build out the ads that do automatic retargeting, ensuring that the attachment to your website is there. And every time somebody goes to Google and looks for your services and then they go back to Facebook in an area that you happen to be targeting, then you're going to come up automatically through their Facebook feed. It will be clickable to your website, a Google mobile click to call or text to your phone number, and a fill form. So they'll be able to go in, fill out what they need, and that comes directly to you. Okay.
Okay.
You also get the programming for the top directories. That's going to be Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, Apple, Google. We're going to build out all the business profiles for each of those and attach the website there. That's up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. The Facebook ads is 7 to 14 days. And then you're going to get the complete tracking and reporting system with the entire package as well, Peter. And what this allows is you get the downloadable app to track the physical phone calls. And what that does is you can actually eliminate spam and robocalls with that. You have the ability to do call forwarding. I heard you mention earlier, like, your son was in the vehicle. So say that you give him a business line. You know, they will call. The client will call. Thank you for calling Reasonable Tree Service. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. To speak with the front office, press 3. To speak with Peter, press 4. It's completely customizable. It gives the business a very professional greeting, but most importantly, it's going to allow you to track the physical phone calls. So if for any reason you, like, say you took down an address and it flew out the window as things happen, you know, or for whatever reason you needed to go back and listen to a call, you have that recorded phone call within your tracking system literally at the click of a button. You can just go back and you can listen to the entire call and get the information you need.
Okay.
Okay. You also get your client dashboard, which is my favorite feature. From the client dashboard, you're able to log on to track the success of the program. From here, you're going to be able to see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients. You're going to be able to upload new photos, change content, run promotions. You can literally chat live with any of our technicians that are available. If you say you needed something changed right then, there's literally a pop-up. This is how can we help you today, and you chat live with one of our agents Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and they can take care of any of the services that you need from that way as well.
Okay.
How does that sound?
It sounds really good.
Okay.
And I think if I would have known about you guys first, I wouldn't have tried Angie's List at the same time.
Well, how far into Angie are you?
I already paid the $289, so I'm in for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But on there, on my phone, I get to choose when I unpause my leads and when I keep them, and every lead is from $18 to $77, whether I get the job or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to try it because one of my uncles had it before and he didn't really care for it. But like I said, I just type person that likes to try it for myself.
Yeah, and it could be that profitable for you. And I'm going to tell you right now that I work with thousands of clients in the past 8 years that I've been here that find it to be hugely successful. You just have to know how to work their system, which can be a little bit difficult. And you have to not mind losing. You know what I mean? Because it is a give and take. But at the same time, if you get like an $18 lead and you make 10 G's, like it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's a give and take job. Yeah,
yes.
I get what you're saying. So
it is.
So I'm pretty starting with them too, and it's kind of good that I want to go both ways. Because through Angie's List, I'm not through Google,
right?
Or nothing like that. And through you, I'm doing it the exact way that I had it visualized. So I'm glad.
Oh, good. 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 I'm really glad for that, because the way that this is designed is to give you a strong return on investment. The way Angie's works is, I'm going to tell you how they work, is they purchase a position for their company on the first page of Google, literally for Angie's List. And what they do is they capture the lead and then they resell it to you and five or six of your competitors. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as everybody knows what's going on. But most of the time, not everybody is informed of what's going on and exactly how it's going to happen. Like you said, I know I pay even if I don't get the job. I'm glad that you know that, because I talk with a lot of clients daily, and they're like, no, that's not how it is. And I'm like, that's absolutely how it is. And they're like, no, that's not what they told me. And I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but I mean, you should be aware, you know, that.
And that's why another thing that my uncle said is when he would show up at a job site to give the bid, that there was two other bidders already there to give a bid as well, and he didn't really care for that.
Right, but you already know that going in, so if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I already know that going in, and that's going to be throughout a contractor's license. You're going to have to beat somebody else's bid. That's just the way it goes.
Right. Exactly. But with this one, you're able to take it over the phone. It's not that big of a deal. You can set it up. And if you don't get the gig, no harm, no foul. You spent your gas money, not your gas money, and a lead fee.
There you go.
You know? So for the services, are you offering for both residential and commercial?
Just residential at the time I want to go with.
Okay. And are you doing every bit of tree service, tree crowning, pruning, removing, all of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Balancing everything. And we also do general cleanup.
Okay. Do you do stump grinding?
Yes, we do stump grinding.
Do you offer stump grinding independently?
You know what? I was already going to tell you, could you leave the stump grinding out for right now?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I always ask that question of you guys, because it's like the guy who does painting and he does drywall repairs. He doesn't want to call only for drywall repairs, so we don't put it on there. If you choose to do it once you're on the scene, then fantastic, you know?
Yeah, that's I don't want somebody calling me just to remove a stump.
Nope. Do you do the tree cabling and all that?
What was that again?
Do you do the tree cabling, like cabled? Did I say that right? Am I saying that incorrectly?
Like you're saying, like, to clear the cable lines, or you're saying?
Yeah. Like they go up in the bucket or whatever that they cable and brace the tree?
Yes.
Okay. And do you offering emergency as well?
Yes.
Okay. Bracing. Emergency tree service. Okay. What are your hours of operation?
Hours of operation, 24 hours.
Okay. Is there a trip charge for after, like, 8 p.m. or anything?
Yeah, after hours, yes.
Okay. So this is what I do. As I suggest you guys to pick hours. Like, say you pick 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and then emergency service is available, trip charge may apply.
Okay, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
And I do that, I say that because if you get the little old lady on the corner and you don't want to charge her the trip charge, you don't have to. But if you get the jerk that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he wants to be a you-know-what the whole time, then you're going
to
charge double because I said trip charge on the website. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
And once this is up and running, once the website's up and running, you can link it to you can link the website directly to your Angie's List as well.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Don't attach your Angie's List to this because you don't want to get charged per leads on this. Okay.
There you go. Yes.
All right. Got that. I need to schedule your client onboarding with my technician. Peter, for Monday, it looks like the calendar is pretty open. Appointments start as early as that one's blocked. Okay. Monday morning, they're going to start as early as 8 a.m. We block off an entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. Now, the conversation itself does not take an hour. If you happen to be driving or in the field, but you can still take the calls, that's fantastic because we do an email recap of everything we need from you. We are going to ask that you send us photos. We are going to ask that you send us a copy of the business license and insurance. And if you want to go ahead and get that over with like this over the weekend or this evening, I can send you the email address that you send all those things to. So then when they do your client onboarding on Monday, they're already in your media folder for you, if that makes things a little bit easier. But as far as what we're going to need from you exactly, they will always send a recap email. So I don't know what your day looks like on Monday, but the earliest appointment is between 8 and 9, and the last appointment is between 3 and 4.
8 and 9 will do.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and lock that in. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text message as well as an email reminder that's going to say, Peter, client onboarding is coming with Local Splash. We will be calling from our 877 phone number, and I'm going to go ahead and call and introduce with the onboarding agent as long as I'm available and not on the phone with a client. We do what's called a white glove warm handoff here, so we like to make sure that there's no additional questions right before we begin onboarding. And then if I'm not available, the technician will call by themselves and go ahead and get everything underway for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me get that time locked in here. And that is... Okay. I've got all of my notes here. Perfect. Okay. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and your last name?
What was that again? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
The card that you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
Okay, let me double check. It's just first and last name.
All right, and the billing address is the home office there on West Castle Avenue?
Yes.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4815 8203 5006 5924.
I'm going to repeat it back. 4815 8203 5006 5924.
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0727.
3-digit code on the back?
402. And just before you run that, it's the 249, correct? And for Tulare County and Fresno County.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So it's just the $249 flat rate. There's no additional taxes or hidden costs at all. And in fact, I'm going to read a voice verification right now, just outlining that service agreement with Local Splash before we run the card. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Reasonable Food Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Peter Chapa. I'm tree trimming service.
Are you the owner?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account, Peter?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, February 9th, 2024, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the ninth day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. So do I have permission to run the card now?
Yes.
Okay. And while I'm doing that, I do need to go ahead and set up a security question for your account. Please understand after I've read the voice verification that we do everything we can to protect your proprietary information, so we set a security question on each account. Anytime that you get a call from somebody from Local Splash and you're not sure if it's Local Splash or you feel like you've already given this information or you feel like a call is a bit redundant, something sounds familiar but you're not sure, please ask for your security question. There are scammers out there. That could, those scam companies will not have your security question. Local Splash is the only one with your security question. And anytime that we're reaching out to you outside of client interview, we're asking for the security question, okay?
Okay.
Your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My first pet's name.
Which is?
Coco.
All right, I'm going ahead and locking that in. And then, Peter, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And then lastly, you should have seen a text message come through that says, Peter, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Can you please click on the link there?
Yeah. Go to the link now. Okay.
Once you click on it and open it up, it should say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Uh-huh.
That's literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. Now, as you scroll through, you're going to see an asterisk by certain things, such as Facebook ads, Google Guarantee, Google, I think there's another one that's like Google Workspace. These are things that can be added to your program at a time of your choosing. As you scroll down to the very bottom of the page, you can see the exact package of everything that I'm promised to provide for you, which is the local SEO, the Facebook ads, and the custom My Site design. Okay?
Okay.
So would you please click the two boxes, the first of which is to go ahead and secure that you were the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company. And the second one is to go ahead and that you will enable SMS text messages.
Okay.
Then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay, it did that, and then it took me to local splash username, password, and password login?
Correct. Yep, username and password is going to be granted to you within about 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interview, which is scheduled for Monday. This is going to be the tracking and reporting system from with which you will be able to track the results of the package. However, at the moment, it's empty. We haven't started the campaign, and the password is always auto-generated. So if you choose to bookmark this page, fantastic. If you don't, it's not a big deal because you're going to get an email and a text message with your username and password and a fresh link as soon as it's available.
Perfect. Well, okay. I appreciate your help, Amy. I'm just a little nervous. Hopefully this all works out for the best.
This is going to be fantastic for your company. What are you nervous about?
No, just the first time getting my feet wet. That's all it is.
It's going to be exciting for you.
Company,
good.
Yeah, it's just something new. So I'm
I'm
excited.
Excited, nervous? Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sending you one last text message. And do you have a logo for the company or do you need one?
I'll probably need one because I have one for my cards, but.
Okay.
Well,
you can always send that over to us, and then we can work off of that. So what I'm doing is I'm sending you one last text message with an email in there. That email is photos@localsplash.com. You can send over the business license, the insurance, any and all photographs that you want us to post on the website, all the information that you want to share with us via photograph. You can go ahead and get that over, and then it'll be in your media folder. So when we call you on Monday, bam, it's already in there. Okay?
Okay, perfect. So you need my license, my contractor's license number, and my workman's comp, and my bond.
Yes, and just go ahead and snap a picture of each of those and send them in.
Okay.
They'll go into your media folder, and then we will input that information when we go ahead and fill everything out for Google.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you find out that I had my contractor's license?
When we asked you.
Because you guys asked if I had my contractor's license. And
right. I asked, are you licensed and insured? And then you told me you spent all this money getting your business insured and licensed to having your contractor's license because you're doing it above board and the right way when a lot of your competitors aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the first questions I asked. Right, because this is the thing. Oh, well, how we got your information is from our directory with Google. So what happens is we're Google Premier Partner. So when a position becomes available, Google sends us a short list of pre-qualified candidates. People who have little or no online presence, they have no negative reviews, they can definitely benefit from first page placement. And then Tara's job is to call and qualify you, right? And one of the main things that I always ask is if you're licensed and insured, because I'm going to be honest with you, when companies aren't licensed and insured, getting them Google verified is extremely hard. Like, I won't even sign them up. And sometimes they're like, but I'll pay you to go ahead and do it. But it's like, I'm not going to take your money for no reason. If I don't know that we can get you verified because you don't have the proper documents, I'm not going to take your money. Save that money, go get your proper documents, and then come back to my services. Because literally, it's a waste of money. It's washing money down the drain if you're not licensed and insured, because Google is not verifying companies who aren't licensed and insured anymore.
Okay. So it's in my favor.
Exactly. It 100% works in your favor, because what they're doing is all those old school companies or old companies on there, you may see guys that I know that guy's not licensed for sure, what Google is actually doing is they're going back through all the files and they're re-verifying everybody's Google business profile that's already been existing for however, like a certain amount of time. They've been doing that since about September of 2023. They have been going through the entire internet, and they're requalifying people because people were doing a lot of scamish things, and they were doing a lot of things that weren't right and taking advantage of people. And it's really hard when somebody's business says it's up on Google, you trust them, but it's a scam company. So Google is going through and re-verifying, and the way that they verify now is all done through video and phone verification. So it's even done completely different. You used to be able to just get a PIN code sent in your physical mail to your home, and then you would input that number back into the system with Google. Google's not allowing for that anymore. Now they have to actually go through, show the actual document, prove that they're a legitimate company, and then they'll give us the verification for them. So It is kind of a pain in the neck, but honestly, it's an added form of protection for you, and it's so much better that you have the documents because you're going to get approved.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure speaking with you. I look forward to talking with you on Monday and getting everything squared away for you.
Sounds good, Amy. You have a blessed weekend.
All right. You too, hon. Bye.
Bye.